Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. You've gotten the urge to do some home canning this year. And while you're at it, why not grow the vegetables and fruits yourself? What can you put in the ground right now that you'll be able to can in the late summer and fall? What plants, vegetables, and fruits are easiest to grow and can, or freeze for that matter? What resources can a first-time canner turn to?
As you plant a canning garden, you'll want not only easy-to-grow plants, but a harvest you can process yourself with mouth-watering results. Here to help us plan for a canning garden is gardening expert Amy Jeanroy. She covers herb gardening for the how-to website about.com and is the author of Canning and Preserving for Dummies, now in its second edition. Welcome back to Take Care, Amy. It's wonderful to have you.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
The idea of canning things that I've grown myself is a little overwhelming. I know lots of people do it and love it and have it as a hobby. Would you just give us an overview in what's involved in canning before we actually talk about how to plan the garden?
Sure. I'll come in from a beginner's point of view. If you just start canning, you're going to be doing something called the water bath method. And it's very simply a huge pot with water in it that comes to a boil that you have dropped down very gently your glass jars with lids. And in those jars are is the food that you want to can. So you're kind of boiling a glass jar for a certain period of time.
So even though we're calling it canning, it really is the process because we're really talking about like a mason jar.
Yes, absolutely. You can go to the store and buy a whole case of the jars with lids and everything. It's pretty simplified nowadays.
But if we're talking about canning, can we also apply the same things to, like, let's say, things that you prepare and put in the freezer, in those fun little freezer bags or those containers? I mean, preserving food pretty much a universal thing?
Yes, and I always recommend to anyone, a beginning or even a more experienced canner, grow the things that are easiest for you and then find a multitude of ways to preserve them. So if you only have one or two vegetables, find three or four different versions, a frozen and a couple of different canned versions. And then you just don't have, you know, 47 jars of the same thing to eat all winter long.
So when you say grow the things that are easiest for you, mm-hmm. maybe that you've been successful in the past at doing, but there must be certain properties that certain fruits and vegetables have that lend themselves to that whole preservation method? Or really, can you take anything you grow and can it?
You can take anything you grow and can it. However, for our conversation today, I wanted to stick with water bath method because it's easiest for the beginning gardener and the beginning canner. And those foods are generally high acid foods. That means tomatoes, most fruits, and any kind of pickled vegetable.
Since you are talking about preserving these things and you talked about the method that would be easier for mm-hmm. home gardeners for the first time, do you then pick a heartier variety of a vegetable or a fruit, or do you pick the tastier one?
It isn't really about being hearty. What it's about is varieties that tend to hold up well under the canning process. And if you look on your seed packet or plant tag, when you find your variety that looks appealing, it will say good for canning, great for canning, or not so much. So it really does have that information spelled out for you. But there are varieties that do better in canning, and, you know, of course, you guys can have them up on your site.
Do any vitamins and nutrients get lost in that canning process?
There's a couple of ways to think about that. There are those that think, yes, because you're cooking on such a high heat that you're killing some of the enzymes and, you know, you're stopping that process of what's kind of living in the item. But at the same time, in order for your fruits and vegetables to remain safe in a jar, they have to be heated up and that action has to stop. Because all food, once you pick it, essentially is rotting. I mean, it's extremely slow, but you need to stop that natural process in order for the food to be preserved.
All right, so let's talk about those varieties that you recommend.
Sure. I chose just a few, not to overwhelm. Tomatoes are usually one of the go-to things for most beginning canners and gardeners. there are plenty of tomatoes out there, but some that I've had really good luck with are varieties that are, of course, heirloom, and Ace, Amish Paste Tomato, Homestead 24. There are lists and lists of them, but that would be for tomatoes. They handle really well under the high heat, and you can even freeze the product if you don't want to can it. So it works both ways really well. I also chose cucumbers, and there's a Kirby or a Boston Pickling, and they're delicious cucumbers, but they're smaller and more firm, and they hold up well under the pickling process. And green beans, all kinds of green beans, will can very well, but I like the Royal Purple Pod, and that is an heirloom variety, believe it or not, that grows bright, bright purple. So when you can them or they're exposed to heat, of course, they turn green. But it's really fun to go in the garden and pick a huge bowl of purple beans. It's just, it makes it more enjoyable and just a really interesting thing to see. And finally, one last thing. If you don't grow cucumbers or your cucumbers didn't grow well, turn to the zucchini. Zucchini is so simple. In fact, everyone knows how overwhelmed people get with zucchinis in the garden. And zucchini can be used just like cucumbers. You can make relishes and pickles and all of that with them, as long as they're picked small. Just wonderful. So there's four that would fill a nice-sized garden.
All right. We'll have a list of the complete recommended vegetables that you've named, because we know people always want that firsthand recommendation.
Sure.
But is there one fruit that you could throw in there? Because there's nothing to me that really speaks of summer quite as much as a preserved fruit.
You know, absolutely. Berries are the go-to fruit in this house. For most people, starting berries in a beginner's garden is easy to do, but you won't get much to harvest. However, you can find them from the wild. You can find them generally available in your area from other people's gardens or farmers markets or that kind of thing while yours are growing. And fruits are high acid foods, so you can make sauces with them, juice with them, jams and jellies with them. It's a great first-time canner product.
Where can a person go for just backup and support as they go through this? I know that there are cooperative extension programs mm-hmm. and things like that, but anything on the web that you can recommend?
Yes, I can. Now, I know hundreds of sites that are wonderful, but the number one comprehensive site that I've found is called homecanning.com, and it's put out by the Ball Company that makes the cans, and that has recipes, it has videos, which everyone loves to see the process in action, questions and answers, everything there. And then I also like you to have a book with you, because not everybody can sit, you know, at their computer while they're doing all their processing, and a book is just so much easier. And of course, my book, Canning and Preserving for Dummies, really breaks down the process in very simple terms. But I also use the Ball Blue Book, and that is the book version of the site that I was just talking about, minus the videos, of course. But those recipes are simple to do, very well spelled out, and they really walk the beginner through the process in a safe and easy to understand way.
Well, Amy, can we revisit this topic with you in the fall when we have the bounty of the harvest and we have to can and we're feeling stuck?
Absolutely. I'll be up to my elbows in it myself, so I'd love to talk then.
All right. Thank you. Gardening expert Amy Jeanroy covers herb gardening for the how-to website about.com. And as she mentioned, she's the author of Canning and Preserving for Dummies, now in its second edition. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.